This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This is the coolest thing I read in a long time, Lee.
Okay, what's that?
The bond between mothers and children is legendary. Mm-hmm. And new research shows that there may be more to it than we even understood physically. Now science, new study, tells us the connection could be rooted in biology. Starting as early as 6 weeks into the pregnancy, some fetal cells migrate from the fetus to the mother's body and stay there for a lifetime. And they're not just hanging around or floating around either. This is from research out of UC Santa Barbara. And it's from a group of professors who study something called microchimerism. A small amount of genetically different cells or DNA is in somebody's body. You've ever heard of, maybe you've lost a twin or you had a twin and the twin didn't make it and then it ends up in your body. Well, this is a cool version of that. The fetal cells that migrate work like stem cells, and they specialize in whatever issue they land in. For example, fetal cells could become a mother's heart cells that help pump blood through her body. And get this, some of the mom cells transfer to the baby. So your child is literally inside of you, even when they leave. And are born. Still goes on.
So you just can't get them to leave.
No, I don't want them to go anywhere. I'm a weirdo with that. I mean, I've got three teenagers now, and I thought maybe, well, when they're teens, I'm going to want them to go. They'll be uppity or whatever. But no, I mean, I have a 17-year-old. I am dreading with every fiber in my body and maybe some cells she gave me when I carried her. Yeah. I am dreading the moment she goes out the door. I'm not going to handle it well. I'm not. And I know you got to get it. Got to let him go, right? I mean, the whole reason you had him is so that your family line would go on, right? The theory of that. Yeah. Look at me. I'm getting teary-eyed just talking about it. I'm trying to spend every minute with her I can. Whatever she wants to do, I'm on board, even if I'm not up for it. You know what I'm doing now, by the way? I'm like lifting weights.
Oh, really?
Oh, I hate lifting weights. Yeah. Oh, but that's what she wants to do. She wants to go to the gym with me.
Good.
Yeah. So, you know, I can bench 130 pounds now with my thighs.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Nice going.
Yeah. And the second she leaves, I'm not going back ever again. I don't think I hate it. But I'd rather, get on the treadmill and do my cardio. But that's what she wants to do. So we go every other day.
That's interesting. My youngest daughter has really gotten into the gym stuff. I mean, she'll spend like an hour every day working out with, and she's doing the lifting weights and, mm-hmm. The treadmill and everything. And she has really gotten into great shape. She's lost some weight and, she's really dedicated to it. So
that's great.
Really impressed me. It's a good habit to get into. And I'm still trying to go at least 30 minutes, at least 6 days a week, 5 or 6 days a week is what I'm trying to do, in addition to the outside yard work, which I've been neglecting a little bit lately. But anyway. But that's great. I'm glad to hear you're doing that. The lifting weight stuff is that's an excellent exercise goes right along with the PhD weight loss plan and everything. Yeah. So,
you know what a doctor told me, it stuck in my mind. Apparently, it's her. You know how a lot of these doctors have stump speeches, you know, that they'll give you a bunch of whatever. And she said, listen, the difference between most of the time, if it's not a, you know, Alzheimer's or dementia kind of issue, the difference between somebody going into a home and not is whether they are strong enough, they have enough muscle mass to lift themselves on and off the toilet, not to be gross.
No, I can understand that.
You know what I'm saying? And to do basic things. And so she said the most important thing you can do, you know, in your life, she said, you got to lift weights. You got to do enough muscle exercise. You don't have to go crazy and get buff or anything, although it'd be nice if you want to.
Yeah.
But she said, people need to maintain that muscle mass, even if they're a little overweight, to keep themselves out of a home or a need for assistance.
Yeah.
And she said, once that muscle mass goes, when you get old, it's very, very, very hard to get it back.
Yeah.
And the coordination goes with it. And so she just said, you can just keep that muscle mass, even at a low level. She said, even if it means just going to the gym, even once a week, you know, and that stuck in my head.
Well, you know, I'm in my mid 60s now, so I'm still trying to do that. So.
You look great for your age. Oh, I would not peg you as mid 60s. I'd say mid 50s, but not mid 60s. Well,
but yeah, and that's something that I really want to do, because as you were pointing out here, that's what the research shows, that you've got to keep moving, you've got to keep active, you know, trying to maintain the weight and everything. And that's one of the great benefits that we've had here through the PhD thing that we've been able to do. And that's one of the things I'm trying to do. And I still say, it amazes me. I'm doing things now that used to tire me out 10 years ago. And it just,
me too.
It's so amazing, but losing the weight
and
sticking with an exercise program, even though I've got serious problems with my shoulders. I've got cartilage damage in both shoulders. So I'm limited on how much I can lift in certain directions. And I've been having some real bad knee problems lately, but I'm pushing through it. But it's still, you know, I'm able to do things that just 10 years ago, I would be done in an hour or so. And I've literally been working all day in the yard. I mean, from like 8 a.m. until 4 or 5 in the afternoon. You know, taking breaks here and there, staying hydrated, but I'm able to do that. And like I said, 10 years ago, I couldn't have done it. And it's all because got the weight down and staying active in the gym.
Now, with the cartilage that you're seeing, are you supplementing any of that? Like, are you
that I eating? Haven't done, and I really need to. I really need to.
Okay, a listener taught me this. I was skeptical, right? The first one said something, and I was like, eh. And then by the second or third, I'm like, okay. And they're like, no, the reason you have knee problems, American, and I've learned this, Americans are starving. We used to eat the whole animal, right?
Yeah.
Because we had to.
Right.
There's a limited number of them. We would eat cartilage.
Yeah.
That your body has to replace it. It doesn't just stay there. I didn't know that. What do we eat? We eat breast meat, right? Chicken.
Right.
There's no cartilage in that.
Yeah.
And so our bodies starve for cartilage. You can repair a lot of it by replacing it by what you eat. I had no idea. So I have people texting me stuff. And boy, after the couple of months of doing it, I tell everybody, oh my gosh, you got to get it. You got to replace your cartilage because the pain will start to go away. You'll lose. I would say I probably cured 70% of my knee pain with eating cartilage. And the other 30% has been QC kinetics. It's been amazing. Here's a very, very simple thing you can do. Okay. Sounds simple. Get bone broth, not chicken broth. Bone broth. I'd get organic for sure. Yeah. Okay. You want the best stuff, but get organic. It's not expensive. It's got 10 grams of protein in 8 ounces. That's how much cartilage is in it. You can drink it. It's actually good. I would do that. They've got really great collagen protein shakes on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I had a listener send me one of those and say, do this. It cured my knees, and I'll do anything to cure my knees. So I went and got that. Works. Absolutely works. We're starving for collagen. I didn't know my body needed it. Now, here's the thing. If you go out and you buy it all at once and eat it all at once, it might upset your tummy and you'll be cursing me. You know what I mean? So like, don't OD on this stuff this week. You know, ease your way in.
I will do that. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But get yourself some bone broth and just warm it up in the microwave and sip it. I bet you some of that pain that you have you'll wake up one day and be like, wow, it's gone. I bet it will. It has for me.
Well,
it's been
huge. Give it a try.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So and so many people get joint problems because we're all starving for cartilage. You know, if you want to eat, like, just to think in terms of meat, like, I make sure now I get at once a week I have chopped meat, because as gross as it is, you know, everything gets ground in there.
Yeah.
There's cartilage in there.
Okay,
it's actually really good for you. I try to have that, but it's not alone. I haven't found that that's enough to cure it, but it at least gives you something. Otherwise, you just not eating cartilage. So. check that out, and it will make a big difference for you.
I appreciate it. I'll do that.
Yeah, no problem. By the way, back to what I started with here. This is Craig, about how fetal cells transfer from the baby at 6 weeks. Even if you have a miscarriage, which makes me feel really good because I have had a miscarriage, they're still there. That baby cells are there, and they will, they're like stem cells, right? So they will move and literally attach themselves to a part of body and become that. They, you know, the baby cells can be in your heart. Listen to this. This is how insane this is, okay? It's called fetal microchimerism. Researchers at UC Santa Barbara Lee found grandmother's cells in the cord blood of babies.
Wow.
Suggesting this longer, deeper generational transfer. So when you say my baby's a part of me, my child's a part, they literally are.
Yeah, really? That's amazing.
Nature is insane. I'll tell you what. They say the presence of fetal cells in the blood has even made non-invasive prenatal genetic test possible for the baby using the mom's blood. So just really cool. Something I guess your child gives back to you. Anyway, if you want to read more about it, Axios has an article on it today, The Science Behind Mom-Baby Bond.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay, so the text line just exploded. Half of the upset's like, take what? Do what? Everything hurts. Yeah, okay. No, I didn't understand this until you guys taught me. I learned so much from the text line. Because, you know, I do the commercials for QC Kinetics, and they've been great. I had my last treatment yesterday, which is super exciting. And I would say that one of the things you have to do, if you have joint pain, cartilage pain, Americans' bodies are starving for the building blocks of cartilage. Why? Well, because we used to, you know, hunt down the water buffalo, chase them down. We ate every bit of them. We ate the grizzle and stuff. Americans are like, that's lower class. We need it so bad for our joints. Our joints literally waste away. Do you know you have to replace that stuff in your body? Can you imagine if you never ate any meat or anything, you know, with the building blocks of meat, of protein? What would happen to your muscles? They'd waste away. Cartilage does the same thing. And we walk around with the joint treatments, and then you end up at QC Kinetics because now your, you know, your joint pads is gone, the cartilage is gone, everything's wearing away. Now you got damage. Yeah, so anyway, everybody's asking, well, how do you do take what? Okay, three simple things, okay? If you have joint pain, and especially if you're in pain to get treated for joint pain and you haven't done this, you got to do this. I guarantee you some of it will at least decrease. All right, at least I'm not a doctor. I'd be surprised if it didn't. And you guys taught me this just texting me and saying, Terry, you got this pain. Are you eating enough cartilage? Well, unless you want to go chew on grizzle on meat, which I don't, three things you need to do. Glucosamine with MSM. It's glucosamine HCI with MSM. Take that. Bone broth is amazing. Not chicken broth. Bone broth. It's got a ton of protein in it. It's got a ton of collagen in it. And then you go on Amazon, get yourself a high quality collagen protein shake. And depending how starved your body is, you're either going to take a month or 2 months. You'll start to notice something. Folks, I take the glucosamine HCI with MSM every single day. And if I miss a day, I know I missed it. I'll be like, oh yeah, I didn't take it. I could feel it. It will come right back. Now I wouldn't start all that on the same day because you'll be cursing me. You'll be on the toilet. But, you know, I'll work in the bone broth once or twice a week now. And I'll, you know, I'll have the protein shake maybe once a week. That's it. Texter writes, so proud of both of you for strength training. It's the most effective exercise as we age. Another texter writes, Big Pharma planned on that. So they told Americans to stop eating what was actually healthy so they could sell more medicine. Texter writes, I enjoy hearing you talk about your kids. And finally, Texter writes, thanks for the health tips. Very helpful. Okay, folks. Tom Tillis, jerk that he is, rhino, may have just hit upon the solution. And we thank him for that. Did you see what Trump just did overnight? This is so much bigger than even it appears. He is doing a temporary appointment of Judge Jeanine Pirro, 120 days. She's going to run the D.C. Prosecutor's District. And that's because Tom Tillis has decided he cannot have an honest prosecutor in Ed Martin over that district. Okay, to understand what the big fight is over here, if you're hearing about this, why are we fighting about this? Okay, the D.C. District has jurisdiction over criminal prosecutorial jurisdiction over the swamp, our intelligence agencies. All this fraud, waste, and corruption the DOGE is finding. Again, over 33%, over a third of the disbursements they're now finding that are gone out are improper. We shouldn't be paying them. That's a massive amount of fraud. Do you notice how as soon as DOGE finds it, Tillis is like, you know, now that I think about it, we really can't have Ed Martin as a prosecutor. You think that's not connected? And it's not. It is. It's connected. So the swamp is demanding a corrupt prosecutor like Bill Barr was. He covered up Hunter Biden's crimes so that Joe Biden could win instead of prosecuting them, which is what he should have done, prosecuted the entire Biden family, including Joe Biden, who we now know from the IRS whistleblowers was the big guy and they knew it the whole time. So did Bill Barr. So look, these folks on the Hill have seen about a quarter of Trump's appointments are they're bad. They are anti-MAGA, anti-freedom, anti-American, and they hate him. And so they're hoping, you know what, if we just say no to Ed Martin, we'll do the thing where we're not going to confirm him and we'll force Trump to appoint someone whose name we give him, like Bill Barr, and then the lawfare can start again and we could spend the rest of the Trump administration with the D.C. prosecutor trying to put the entire Trump team in prison. They thought they had this figured out. Well, yesterday, Trump said, okay, I'm going to do another 120-day appointment. It's going to be Jeanine Pirro. Watch what he did, though. This is the key part. Ed Martin, who they did not want, which tells you he's a good guy, Ed Martin goes over to the Department of Justice to lead the weaponization working group. What do you think he's going to do? Folks, there have been post-interviews, all this. Martin was working on several deep state cases. And so here's what he's going to do. He's going to coordinate. Now, the downside of this is if we have to put a new prosecutor in, new federal prosecutor over D.C. in every 120 days, and maybe we do, unfortunately, it's going to take probably 30 days for that person just to even get up to speed. But we keep Ed Martin around and he helps them and he shadow works for the prosecutor's office there in D.C. This could work. This could, we, you know what? We'll just go through the whole, you know what? And then I started thinking about this. Then I was like, well, wait a minute. Why don't we go ahead and just appoint the next 2, 3, 4, 5 honest prosecutors to the D.C. working group? They can all work on the criminal cases together. That way, when it's their turn to step into the office, they'll be up to speed. And you know what the beautiful thing is about it? Think about this for a minute. This is actually better than running them through the extremely corrupt Senate. You know why? They don't have to make any promises to senators. They don't have to get approved by senators. Trump can appoint whoever he wants. And you know what I'd do if I was him? Each one would get worse. You know who'd be next? After Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine? Rudy Giuliani would be next. That's who'd be next. We can do this all day long. We can do this for the next 4 years. I like the idea better. Keeps them insulated from the political process. Don't have to go make corrupt senators like Tom Tillis a whole bunch of promises in order to get to vote. And you know what it does? It keeps the media off balance too, because man, it'd take them 60 days to work up a story trying to take out that prosecutor. Some bunch of lies, fake scandals. Oh man, by the time they get the story worked up, that person's back to the working group with Ed Martin. I like this. And you know what? If I'm Trump, I'm picking my next 4 or 5. You know what? Let's let Matt Gaetz do a turn. He'd be great. Let's do that. I think Ken Paxton should do 120 days. That would be fantastic. Put them all in a working group. Let them all get working on these cases. They'll step right in, step right out. No control for the swamp. Tom Tillis, honey, you screwed up. Douchebag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Folks, take a listen to this. Hamas has infiltrated our college campuses, which is incredible because they are a designated terror group. They should not be operating here. And when I say our college campuses, if left up to the left, will become bona fide terror recruitment centers. Well, in the beginning of the week, I was saying will. Now, I guess I could use past tense. Listen to this clip from Laura Ingraham's show. And you'll see what I'm talking about.
And nearly 80 masked Hamas sympathizers, a note on what happened in Colombia last night, were mostly women. They were arrested after storming and taking over the library at Columbia. They don't care if people study because they apparently don't. Reportedly handing out pamphlets lionizing an alleged Palestinian terrorist.
So I was inside the library at the time that people first started entering, and I watched like 20 or 30 people start running in with keffiyehs and flags. And then as people started running in, people from around the floors and in that room started joining in on the protest. They had brought in bags and bags of keffiyehs and flags so people could join in.
Praising the terrorist? Folks, that's recruitment. That's material support for a terror group. When you are here on a student visa, and some of them were, and you're doing that, and look at how violent this is getting. Look what they're doing. They're trying to recruit others. You want to know how this ends? It's only a matter of time before the bombs start. There's going to be bombings. And then we're going to end up finding cells. There'll be cells operating out of these universities, if there aren't already. I mean, look, the original guy, this started over, Moshe Khalil, he formed two groups, one of whose stated purpose was the destruction of Western civilization. Now, the left hears that on a visa application. They're like, wow, this guy's smart. We got to get him to campus right away, even though he's going to need a remedial math class. And he only reads at the sixth grade level. We got to get him to the Ivy League now. We can learn a lot from that guy. Folks, I've been explaining this all week. All of this is related. All of it. You're watching the merger of the left and Iran. Hamas is a proxy group of Iran. They love each other. Folks, when you have these violent protests and they're marching in the street, and I can't play this enough times, even John Kirby, spokes hack for Joe Biden, admits, yeah, Iran's funding them. You mean the designated state sponsor of terror? How is that legal? Iran is funding grassroots violent marches by the Democrat Party and its minions? Yeah. Yeah, they are. You're watching the merger of the Democrat Party and Iran. If you're wondering, why is Trump expending all this political capital going after these universities? He's ripping the Democrat Party and Iran apart at the grassroots. Why is he so motivated? Because Trump believes they tried to kill him. He believes that.
There have been two assassination attempts on my life that we know of, and they may or may not involve, but possibly do, Iran. In the first case in Butler, Pennsylvania, the FBI has been unable to open the three potentially foreign-based apps.
They eventually were able to open them. And then the devastating news that the assassin that we now have in custody, he was actually recruiting other people to kill Trump. His visa was approved by the FBI. Special visa category. They met him at the airport. They let him in. Then he overstayed the visa and they just let him wander around. They finally picked him up when he was leaving the country the weekend at Butler. What would you think if you were Trump? Now, look back over the news this week, because this ain't the Trump of the last term. Listen to how he talks about Iran. Now, he's talking about their nukes in this one. He's talking about specifically the nuclear facilities.
I would much prefer a strong, verified deal where we actually blow them up. But blow them up or just de-nuke them.
Isn't the U.S. position that Iran can have an enrichment program as long as it doesn't reach a weapons
program? We haven't made that decision yet. We will, but we haven't made that decision yet.
Now, a less sophisticated left winger would say, he's trying to punish them and get them back. No. What is the ultimate act that you could do? Act of war on a country. You assassinate its leader. What does all this mean? Trump suspects there's a nexus here between Iran and his enemies on the left. Let's put it that way. By the way, you know, he signed an executive order to get the background on who Crooks was talking to overseas, on who Ryan Ruth was talking to. He's never been able to get it. Neither has Congress. Over 30,000 pages they requested. Not one single damn page. Trump is talking to Iran like that. And we have people on our side now. I see this all the time. It drives me crazy. Because they don't get it. Why is Trump on war with Iran? He's trying to protect Israel. No, he's trying to stay alive and make sure every Republican after him can too. Israel be fine. That's not what this is about. Now, he's always been an ally of Israel, but that's not what this is about. He's trying to stay alive. He's telling them over and over and over, I will annihilate your nuclear facilities, and that's bare minimum. And that is only if, I will do that if I don't get the deal I want with you to disarm. And he's right. He's now saying, if you listen to that, it's always been U.S. foreign policy, Republican, Democrat, or lie. Like, well, Iran, I mean, you can't turn the lights out. I mean, you got to let them have civilian nuclear facilities. And Trump's saying, I don't think I will anymore. Why? Because they could just as easily use them to enrich uranium for a bomb. When you see the Democrat Party merging like they are, like that clip I just played you, they're on our campuses, okay? Why? Because the Democrats backdoor let them in using student visas. They intend to merge with them. They like their violence. They want them bombing things in America. They want Republicans afraid of giving speeches because something might blow up. And they can go, well, that's just that. Those Hamas guys again. Such a shame. Hey, you want to go to the march this weekend with the rest of the Democrat grassroots? Trump sees it so clearly, and I see Trump seeing it. And it's so obvious what is happening here. You can't leave them with nukes because the Democrats will go back to funding them again. And what happens when they kill the next Democrat president? I mean, Republican, they're not going to touch a Democrat. What happens when they kill their next Republican president? Folks, they've already sent two assassins. We got them both in custody. The Ayatollah of Iran issued a fatwa, that is a death notice, a death sentence on Donald Trump and his cabinet from the 2016 election. His first cabinet. On Twitter, unequivocal. I condemn you to die. We're going to kill you. You can't let that country have nukes. Why? Because you might have to blow them up. The whole landscape is different now, and none of this has anything to do with Israel. This is ensuring that a future Republican president, maybe J.D. Vance, can serve without being killed. Because let me tell you what, they're going to send another Iranian assassin too. And you know what? I know what I'm getting right now. Oh, Tara, you know, the deep state was behind this. That's why they won't give Trump the information, not Iran. No, I think Iran was behind this too. And you know who else does Trump? Trump is looking for any reason to blow up those nuclear facilities. You know what I say? Do it. Do it. Blow them up. They can't. Folks, the Democrats will go right back to funding them. Over 200 strikes by the Houthis, by the way, on our ships, including our military vessels and also our cargo ships. Biden did almost nothing. What do you think it'd be after 4 more years of Democrat rule? They're marching in the streets together, folks. Is that not enough? We got to get him the heck out of this country. The good news is Marco Rubio is over 2,000 visas pulled. Keep going. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texture rates, Iran's crazy theocrats believe they have a religious duty to trigger Armageddon and end the world to attain paradise. That's actually true. They're all old and are running out of time. Texture rates, before I get to that, look, Trump had almost defeated Iran last time. He had the people in the streets, and they were literally hungry for food. We had the toughest sanctions regime on Iran that we had on any country on earth. And incredibly, the Democrats absolutely revived them. I blame the Democrats more than anybody for October 7th. I mean, Iran turned right around, trained Hamas, armed them, and even did tactical support for them, logistical support for them. Iran might as well have just massacred those poor people. And they're coming for Trump, too. And they're on our campuses. That's who this is.
And nearly 80 masked Hamas sympathizers, a note on what happened in Colombia last night, were mostly women. They were arrested after storming and taking over the library at Colombia. They don't care if people study because they apparently don't. Reportedly handing out pamphlets lionizing an alleged Palestinian terrorist.
Yeah, they're recruiting. That's recruitment. That's not free speech. That's not we can learn something about diverse cultures. That's recruitment. Why? Hamas is a designated terror group. If you recruit like that, You need a Homeland Security investigation. You need to get yourself the heck out of this country. Texter writes, hey, Tara, college-educated white women are the activists for the left. Texter writes, hey, Tara, can you imagine how bad this would be if Harris had won? Oh, I know. It'd be awful. Another texter writes, if Doge shuts off the money, they cannot fund them. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, my dad's job was moved to Mexico in the 80s after NAFTA. He had to move there for several years to stay in retirement. Again, my favorite story of the morning so far is this one from Daily Caller. Read it, and it'll make you feel good because you just don't read anything like this in financial media right now. Headline, American manufacturers overwhelmed with orders after Trump's tariff crackdown on China. And apparently, last-minute desperation, they're just turning to American manufacturers and going, hey, what can you do for me? We are running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, said Jergens president Jack Schoen. We are swamped. They're a Midwestern toolmaker with less than 500 employees saying they're going to have to find more very quickly. So it's going like gangbusters trying to keep up with the demand. They're seeing an influx of orders from customers trying to avoid import tariffs along with steady defense-related demand that they already had. Then there's Grand River Rubber and Plastics. Plastics and rubber manufacturer in Ohio says customers that once offshore to China are reversing course. Two buyers who left years ago returned within days of each other, and two new oil filter manufacturers have already placed orders. The company's new business could amount to $5 million annually, roughly 10% of Grand River, the company's revenue. Wow. Spike in new business reported by many American manufacturers coincides with the sharp decrease in Chinese manufacturing. When Trump announced the tariffs last month, he predicted American businesses and consumers would both benefit. So what you're seeing right now, and it's very powerful, okay? And there's one clip in particular all over X. And Amy Klobuchar has trotted out a business owner from her state to say, oh, no, you know, I packed 2 months of supplies in the warehouse. After that, I have to go out of business. I hope not. And I hate the, you know, I hate the disruption. But if other people can find new sources of manufacturing, she can too. We do not need to empower our worst enemy on earth. Not when, again, as recently as December, the Chinese delegation shocked the Biden administration delegation by confessing, unprompted. Yeah, remember those cyber attacks? Typhoon cyber attacks that we denied. Yeah, we did all those. Yeah, that was us. Yeah, we didn't to punish you for supporting Taiwan. Yeah, don't support Taiwan. That was in December. Go read about it in Wall Street Journal. They threatened us in December. Folks, it'd be one thing if it was just a threat and they hadn't killed millions of people with COVID. Again, another country that seems to be deeply in league with Democrat-compromised agencies of our government. This isn't going to end well. It's not. It's the same with Iran. Texter writes, hey, Tira, the last pope was from South America. He was the first America pope. No, that doesn't count. Now, hey, coming up in the next hour, by the way, I'm going to get back into the pope. I did it in the first hour. Everybody's got this wrong, why they picked an American pope. Yes, it does have to do with Trump tangentially. And yes, it does have to do with American politics, but not in the way that you think. Oh, the Vatican is going broke. The Vatican is going broke and they need the money. That's why they picked him. That's why they picked an American pope. It had everything to do with money. Believe me, they would rather pick a pope from some small backwater South American or African country. But they can't. Because Francis was a disaster with money. He was also a disaster as a fundraiser. I'll explain the whole thing coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.